Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Cattle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, almost like a Santa Claus. But I don't have to carry presents, and I don't have to ride in a sleigh, and I don't have to train reindeers, and I don't have to have the North Pole where I make presents for all the children in the world. I'm Mr. Candle. Just a lovely glowing candle on the bedside table of children around the world. And if they don't have a bedside table, I'm their lovely glowing candle. If they don't have a glowing candle, I am the light in their heart. Because that's who I am. Well, as I was traveling, I was visiting with two kids. And they're very special kids. Their mother and father, Eileen and Rob, are always doing neat things for their kids. But the kids don't pay any attention to their mom and dad. They share with each other. Sammy is the older girl, and she loves to share with her younger brother, Spencer. And she comes in to Spencer and says, "Spencer, you're wonderful." And Spencer says, "Thank you, Sammy. You're wonderful, too." Spencer knows how to copy what his sister says because he finds that to be very good. And Sammy says, "Spencer, let's play a game. Now, I'll be the teacher and you be the student." And Spencer says, "Sammy, would it be okay with you if I'm the teacher and you're the student?" And Sammy says, "Why, of course, any way that you like." "Okay, sit down." "I don't want to sit down," Sammy says. "I'm the teacher." "Okay, Spencer, you're the teacher, but I don't want to sit down." "All right, then don't sit down. We'll stand up. Now, stand up and listen to what I'm telling you. I want to sit down." "Well, then, okay, sit down." So, Sammy sits down. And she crossed legs, sitting on the floor. And she says, "Teacher, I'd like a cushion." And the teacher says, "Well, go get one." And Sammy says, "I would like you to get me a cushion, teacher. You're supposed to take care of me." And Spencer says, "No, that's not the way it works. I am your teacher. I am not your slave." "Well, who said you were my slave? I just wanted you to give me a cushion." "Sammy, right next to your hand is a cushion. You reach over and put it underneath you and sit on it." "Oh, okay. Ha, ha, ha. I did get you to get my cushion for me. I got you to get my cushion for me. I got you to get my cushion for me." "What do you mean, Sammy? You got me to get your cushion for you?" "Well, you made me, you gave me the cushion. You told me where it was, and you helped me put it underneath me. And you told me you weren't going to do it." "Well, okay. So I did it. So I did it, and I'm glad." "Sammy, I love you." "Spencer, I love you too." "Sammy, I love you." "Spencer, I love you." "Sammy, I love you first." "No, Sam. No, Spencer. I love you first because I came first, and you were just a little baby, and I was looking at you in the crib, and I said, I like you, and I love you, and I loved you before you even knew that I loved you." "Oh, Sammy, you're so silly." "Oh, Spencer, you're such a funny teacher." Well, Sammy and Spencer just had the greatest time together, and they dearly loved each other. And they shared with each other all the joy of their heart in all of their silly, wonderful ways. Just like you and I do, we share in our heart all of our silly, wonderful ways. And as we do that, the world goes around. Yes, the world goes around. "What are you doing?" "What do you mean, what am I doing?" "Well, Mr. Candle, you're talking to yourself there." "What do you mean I'm talking to myself?" "Well, you're talking as though you're talking to an audience." "Well, Sammy, I am talking to an audience. I'm talking to you and Spencer." Spencer said, "What?" I didn't hear you address me. I didn't hear you say Spencer. Now, Spencer, you're getting snippy. Mr. Candle, I am important too. Just because my sister is older than me, that doesn't mean that I'm not important too. Yes, Spencer, I know that. You know, Spencer, you're a very lovable guy. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Sammy says, what about me? Well, Sammy, you were born first, and you are a lovable girl. And everyone who sees you says, you are wonderful. But I want to be a teacher sometimes. Well, you be a teacher. But you and Sammy are both wonderful teachers. You, Spencer, and you, Sammy, are both wonderful teachers. And Spencer, you learn from Sammy, because Sammy is older. But I know too, I know too. Yes, Spencer, that's right, you know too. But you just remember, Spencer, that when you love your sister, many wonderful things can be opened up to you, and you can know things you never dreamed you knew. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, I guess so. Mr. Candle, can we play school again? Sure, Spencer. We are glad to. And Mr. Candle, can I be the student next time we play school? Sure, Spencer. Is that okay with you, Sammy? Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I don't care. I'm teacher when I want to be. I'm student when I want to be. And I'm me when I want to be. Right now, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Okay, I didn't see why. Here comes Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over, and you're going to have happy dreams. And each one of you is going to be the teacher, and each one of you is going to be the student, because that's the joy of your heart. So, now, call your mommy and daddy, have them tuck you in, and give them a big hug and a kiss, and say, Mommy and Daddy, I love you, and snuggle under the covers, and say, good night. And this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I'll see you another day. I love you. I love you. I love you.